Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
When you're down and troubled.
Sweet Baby Jane's bringing us back 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for being part of my day. Having a great visit with our good friend Wayne Cruz. He's VP of Policy and Director of Technology Studies, the Competitive Enterprise Institute, CEI.org. Wayne, tell us about CEI.
CEI is a public policy advocacy and analysis group. We focus on the regulatory side of things, you know, all the stuff we're talking about here today. We don't focus on the budget because there are a lot of groups that do that, although we'll dabble there. We're not doing social issues and so forth, but we're focusing on regulation of the economy, regulation of the environment, regulation of individuals and privacy and all these sorts of things, and ways that we can make sure that it's reasonable, scaled down. We always try to promote competitive discipline rather than political discipline.
Mm-hmm.
So politics and regulation aren't always the answer, and so we look for the alternatives, recognizing that, you know, none of us live forever. Politicians don't live forever. Their rules don't necessarily make sense for our
But regulations live forever for
they
some
do,
reason, Wayne.
And that's why we got to.
And that's why you guys are there. We've got to figure this out. Wayne, the two things we got to do, I've decided that the only two ways to save us from our government, and number one is we have to get a balanced budget amendment. And number two, we have to pass a sunsetting structure for regulatory burden, for regulations. We can't let them keep proliferating like iris bulbs under the ground. Wayne,
right.
Here's the number, folks, that I'm getting from Wayne's 10,000 Commandments report. Regulatory compliance. Folks, do you know how much corporate income taxes create every year in revenue for the government? $200 billion. In revenue, that's with a B, $200 billion from corporate taxes, but yet corporate regulatory compliance is $1.7 trillion, trillion dollars. So, Wayne, if we're talking about, I mean, think about this. What if they backed off on the regulations, got rid of the things we really don't need? I'm not talking about not washing the food or the drugs or things like that. I'm not talking about stuff like that. I'm talking about get rid of the things we don't need. Let me finish this. So, and then you could divert some of that compliance money to tax revenue, and companies would be glad about that because it's more efficient to pay taxes than it is to comply with regulations.
Well, in expanding economy, if businesses can grow and create jobs and expand into all these new sectors is going to make a healthier government sector too.
Yep.
Not that that's my goal. I mean, I think government should be limited.
I want them to be lean and mean.
I don't mind them being mean
as long as they're lean.
Exactly. Women. I always joke government's the great at picking a state bird, but not too many other things. But you know, it is a legitimate protection function. It's got a role to play. But business also has a role to play. Governments are associations of individuals, and so are businesses. And a lot of times the business sector or the private sector will do things far better. And that's the great overarching debate.
There's a mythology in Washington, though, by some politicians in Washington, when there's a myth that's being perpetrated by them, that there's an unlimited ability to tap to regulate and to burden companies. I'm proposing that we're getting close to the tipping point on that, where we're getting to the point where you just can't take any more bites out of me. What do you think?
Well, I always say, Jim, you know, you don't have to tell the grass to grow, but you do have to take the rocks off of it.
Right.
And most of the wealth in this country has not been created yet if we do the right kinds of policies, and most of the jobs to be created haven't been created yet. We have to make sure that of all the sectors, the new sectors that are emerging in finance and insurance, all the new things to come in biotech and nanotechnology and communications, that government isn't in the driving seat as those things unfold. We don't want to start regulating them out the gate, but see what the industries could do, what consumers demand, what the competitive pressures force companies to do to behave, and see how things evolve. We'll be much better off for it and have much more jobs. And as far as regulation, in quotes, will be much better regulated, too.
Well,
you don't, it's not regulation just because it's something the government does. It may actually be impeding the actual standards and rules that we need. That's how I feel about privacy regulation.
I agree with you. And, you know, one of the things I'd like to remind people about...
In other words, you can't regulate without the private sector. Right? You know,
There needs to be a teamwork, a conversation between the two, instead of this dictatorial approach that we have right now with the government. I agree with you on that. Wayne, good job. Thanks. Congratulations again on your new 10,000 Commandments. CEI.org is how you find Wayne and all the other folks that are doing a good job of up there. Wayne, thanks for being here. Good job. Take care, and we'll see you next time. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.